You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, has been law for more than 30 years. Passed in 1990, it aims to make public life more accessible for the estimated 70 million U.S. adults who report having a disability. Under its regulations, employers can't discriminate based on disability. Schools must provide accommodations to those who need them, and businesses open to the public must be accessible. And one of the key ways this legislation is enforced is through litigation. People with disabilities can sue businesses they feel aren't accessible in violation of the ADA. In California, these lawsuits originate from a relatively small number of disabled people and law firms. Recently, a number of ADA lawsuits have been filed against Sacramento area restaurants, drawing attention to this issue. Business owners say the litigation is a significant financial challenge, while disability rights groups say that this is the law, working as intended. This debate has sparked a number of California legislators to introduce bills aimed at addressing and combating lawsuits that have been called predatory in nature. Kate Wolf is a legislative reporter for the Sacramento Bee and joins us with her reporting. Hey, Kate.
Hi, Vicky.
Okay, so what sparked this story for you? When did you start looking into this?
So I was first made aware of this situation when I was told from a business reporting colleague that Round Corner, the bar in Midtown Sacramento, had been sued. And I had been really interested in Round Corner and in their kind of way that they were figuring out their new position being next to Channel 24, the new music venue. And I was like, what? They got sued? And I was looking into it, and it was for an ADA violation. They had been cited for a number of issues with their bathroom, with a few other, accessible seating, bar height. And I wondered, how they were going to deal with it. And it also reminded me of a fight that Senator Roger Nilo up in Fair Oaks has been fighting to allow businesses to fight these lawsuits or essentially have more room to deal with these lawsuits. So it really started when I found out about Round Corner. And then I discovered that the woman who had sued Round Corner had actually sued 47 businesses in Sacramento, 26 in Solano County, and 9 in Yolo County over the past 3 years.
Wow. So that's several dozen lawsuits in a relatively short amount of time. Tell us more about the American with Disabilities Act and how these lawsuits work, since this single woman and an attorney have filed so many.
Yes. So the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed in 1990, and it was fought for by people on the national and international level, really trying to get it so that disabled people have the same accessibility as non-disabled people when it comes to commercial businesses, when it comes to employment, a whole slate of different things. And really, the only way to enforce the ADA is through lawsuits. There is no state agency that assures their, checks whether or not you're compliant. Really, it's up to businesses to make themselves compliant with the ADA. Otherwise, they get sued.
Help us visualize some of the businesses that have received lawsuits in the last 3 years or so. Are we talking about really big businesses? I mean, who are we talking about? You mentioned Round Corner, but what are the others?
So the California actually does keep data on the top 10 businesses sued in the state, and they are generally franchises. It's generally something like Subway or a McDonald's, something like that. But those are probably also just because those businesses are so ubiquitous. In Sacramento, it has been a lot of small businesses, actually. So a lot of businesses that are, owned by, essentially that have a range of ethnic foods. There's kind of runs the gamut. So, for instance, in this kind of most recent spate of lawsuits in January, Heavenly's Yogurt, Centro Cocina Mexicana, Obo Italian Table and Bar, Mojo's Tap and Kitchen. So these are kind of restaurants that if you live in Sacramento, you have probably patronized.
Yeah. I mean, and for those who live outside of the area, Round Corner is, you know, a dive bar and restaurant, been around for many decades before the ADA became law. So when you talk to businesses, what is the business perspective?
I think that businesses are often trying to manage a number of different things at once, right? Running a small business, but being compliant with all sorts of California regulations. And sometimes they don't realize that they're not in compliance with the ADA. Sometimes they do realize they're not in compliance with the ADA, but it's too expensive to get in compliance with the ADA, perhaps. So, no business that I actually talked to wanted to talk to me on the record, in part because they were still dealing with litigation from this particular plaintiff, and also because they were worried about getting sued again. So I think businesses have a range of reasons for not complying with the ADA. And yet when they get hit with these lawsuits, they cost between $5,000 to $15,000 to settle. And settling is by far, I mean, probably 99% of businesses settle instead of actually going to trial, because in part they know that they are not compliant with the ADA, or it's such a technical issue that it's easier to just fix it and pay out. And so it's really a range of experiences with this.
Did you reach out to the woman who brought these lawsuits?
I did. I tried to contact her a few times, and I actually got through to her husband, who directed my inquiries to their lawyer, Daniel Malachowskis.
Oh, what did he have to say?
So Malachowskis actually has he has sued hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses for ADA noncompliance. And he responded to me essentially saying that, he said, quote, "Although the laws that protect the disabled may seem predatory or mere technicalities to able-bodied individuals, these very laws are necessities to disabled individuals. The same individuals who criticize the ADA in their youth will be grateful for it when they are senior citizens." Mm. So definitely feels that by, you know, suing these businesses, he is helping make the world a more accessible place.
Yeah, and more compliant with the law. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Sacramento Bee reporter Kate Wolf about a series of ADA lawsuits that have been brought against Sacramento area businesses. You know, so there is this, you know, this debate that's taking place, because becoming compliant within the ADA, if it's a restroom or maybe remodeling a business, that can cost tens of thousands of dollars, not to mention the legal fees if you're hit with a lawsuit. But of course, you know, those who are disabled would argue like they need to have the same accessibility as everyone else when going to, you know, a place that takes customers and is public. CAP Radio producer Greg Michek, he actually covered this a bit, and he interviewed the former House Representative Tony Coelho earlier this year, and he was the primary sponsor of the 1990 American with Disabilities Act. Let's listen to his take.
Now, when we did the ADA, we put in legislation that said that compliance must be economically feasible. That is a term that was never in legislation before. And the reason we did is that I feel very strongly that I don't want a company to go out of business because of me. That I want to get a job. I want a company to succeed, not to go out of business. And so, taken like a ramp, our feeling is that if you're a small mom and pop and you need to have a ramp, you can get a piece of plyboard and some 3x4 blocks and build a ramp. That's legal. If you're McDonald's hamburgers, no way, baby. It's got to be a very legit. So economically feasible is the way we wrote the legislation. Some people try to take advantage of that all the time.
Yeah. So from the very beginning of this law and legislation, lawmakers had been trying to strike that balance, right, between accessibility and making it economically feasible for businesses, whether you're a small business or, you know, a big franchise like McDonald's. Now, there are these recent approaches that it's in your reporting that California lawmakers are trying to strike that right balance. What stands out to you about these bills that are moving through the Capitol?
I think that it's been interesting as I've zeroed in on these two bigger bills that have come up this year. And these are the two bigger bills that I've focused on have been bills that would essentially require someone who wants to sue a business for ADA noncompliance to send a letter to that business beforehand saying, these are the issues that I've noticed. And, you know, and it would give businesses 4 months, kind of called a, it's called a right to cure, but it would give businesses 4 months after they receive that letter to address that. And if they hadn't addressed it, then the person who wants to sue can sue. And there's two kind of different proposals there. One is just a straight, you know, right to cure. The other is you only get the right to cure if you've first completed a accessibility inspection. So when you've already really tried to make it as accessible as possible, then you get that right to cure. And so those to me seem like quite comprehensive changes that would really actually move the needle. Whereas other stuff has not really moved the needle. It's been grant programs for small businesses to get ADA compliant, or it's been, oh, well, the lawyer has to send this letter first before they sue. So it's been piecemeal.
Mm. So the two bills that you're talking about, you know, one, as you mentioned, is from Senator Roger Nilo, Republican, represents the Fair Oaks area in Sacramento County. And the other is from a Democrat, Assembly Member Joss Lowenthal, who represents the Long Beach area. I mean, these two seem kind of similar in nature. Why are both like moving forward in the Capitol?
Well, actually,
why don't they like combine or something?
So actually, Nilo's bill is not moving forward. So the Republican-led bill is not really moving forward in the Capitol because the other house, the Assembly, doesn't want to schedule it for a hearing. So they
is that common?
It's not super common, especially a bill with this much support on the Senate side. So Nilo's bill has 21 Democratic co-authors. I mean, he's a Republican. He's got a ton of support for this. But yeah, the Assembly side doesn't want to schedule it for a hearing, in part because they say Nilo hasn't come to the table meaningfully with disability rights advocates. And they just don't think that it's a workable solution. And so they're really pushing Lowenthal's bill. So Josh Lowenthal from Long Beach, he has the bill that requires that accessibility inspection first. They're the Assembly side is pushing his bill. It gets a little into the weeds here, but that's the, you know, when you have a Democratic supermajority, the Democrats can really do what they want. And Nilo is raging against it. But it seems that Lowenthal's bill might move forward, even though it is also opposed by disability rights advocates.
Yeah. So what is the position of disability rights advocates? That was going to be my next question. So do they don't support either bill?
They don't support either bill. They say no other group has to wait 4 months to sue if their civil rights are violated. They say, I spoke with actually Eric Harris, who's with Disability Rights California, a very involved group. And Harris told me there have been so many times where he, as a wheelchair user, has had to go through the kitchen in order to get into a restaurant or to get to an accessible restroom. And he said for a lot of people, that's a humiliating experience. And so he says businesses have had 35 years to comply with the ADA. You know, disabled people shouldn't have to go through yet another set of hoops to get their civil rights met.
Hmm. Do you have a sense of the likelihood that, you know, either of these bills, I mean, I guess after learning from you, really more the bill from Assemblymember Lowenthal, whether it will actually pass and even be signed into law?
I think that Lowenthal and Nilo are tapping into a real frustration that has been existing for a long time, decades, with small businesses that essentially they are very scared of getting sued for the ADA, for ADA noncompliance, but also they have a lot to deal with. And essentially, I think that Lowenthal's bill has a much higher chance, as I said, of passing than Nilo's. But we'll see in June. June is when the Senate is expected to take up Lowenthal's bill. And he himself is a partner in three restaurants down in Southern California. He has a very passionate stake in this. And so I think that at least, you know, this conversation will probably push the issue forward.
We only have about 20 seconds or so left. But what does Senator Nilo say about all of this? This isn't the first time he's tried legislation like this.
Senator Nilo is a dogged legislator. He really wants his bill to get a hearing, and he says it's bad for the democratic process when his bill doesn't get a hearing. So I think more than anything, he's just calling for a hearing for that bill.
Yeah, a vote.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Kate, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Vicky.
Kate Wolf covers the California legislature for the Sacramento Bee. We've been talking about dozens of ADA lawsuits that have been brought against Sacramento area businesses by a single person and competing legislation to provide financial relief to businesses. Still ahead, the clever and unique way NPR's Planet Money breaks down the economy has spawned a beloved podcast, radio show, and social media accounts like TikTok. Now they've turned their sights onto the publishing world. We'll learn about their new book. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.